This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. We welcome you to the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders. In remembrance of Pastor Homer Larson's faithful role as speaker for this ministry for 51 years, we are replaying his September 26, 1999 message entitled, Who Am I? Reverend Larson passed away on May 17, 2015 at the age of 91. Blessed be the memory of Homer Larson.
What gets top priority in your life, your body or your soul? I'd like to visit with you about that in a sermon today. We open our service in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. O God, we thank you for your Son, who chose the path of suffering for the sake of the world. Humble us by his example, point us to the path of obedience, and give us strength to follow his commands. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, in whose name we pray. Amen. Hear the word of God as it is recorded in the second chapter of the book of Genesis, verse 7. The Lord God formed the man from the dust of the ground. He breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living being. Then from the 12th chapter of the book of Ecclesiastes, verse 7. The dust returns to the ground it came from, and the spirit returns to God who gave it. Here ends the reading of God's holy word. Friends in Christ, I walked into the hospital room of a dying woman early one morning. The sleepless night had been long and hard for her. Her beautiful face was not now only a skeleton, draped with skin that was wrinkled and discolored. As I sat there holding her hand, I asked, "How's it going?" Looking into my face, she said, "Oh, Pastor, I am well, but my body is worn out." Then she said, "Those words are not original with me, but they describe so well exactly how I feel." Within a few hours, she died, and 3 days later, her body was buried in the family plot. I'd watched another person die, hundreds of them during the course of my years in the ministry. But always I had to stop and ask the question, what really has happened? And the only answer that really counted for me were those words that were found in the Word of God, where the Bible says the body returns to the ground it came from, and the spirit returns to God who gave it. When you really believe those words, it molds your personality and gives you a whole understanding of what life and death are really all about. There is no question, regardless of what might have been written or said, that the Bible teaches very clearly from passages such as these that we are a dichotomy. Now, some would go on to say we are a trichotomy, and I don't want to get into that debate in the sermon today. We are a body, and we are a soul. Listen to this word again. And the Lord God formed man out of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. I read these words from the King James Version of the Bible because these were the words that I learned in my youth, sitting on a church pew in a confirmation class, and they told me who I am. I am indeed thankful that I have not had to spend the last 75 years wondering who I really am. It is true that the relationship between my Creator and me was broken because of my sin. But I, who have been created by God, have been redeemed by Jesus Christ through His death and resurrection. We are now united. I am blessed daily by my Savior's presence, offering me His continual grace and forgiveness of sin. I am blessed with the assurance that when my earthly stay is over, I shall leave my worn-out body behind, and clothed in a new body, I shall stand in the presence of my God, who has created me and redeemed me. That's who I am. I realize that there may be more to the whole question, who am I? But that's sufficient for me. Created in the image of God, fallen in sin, I have been redeemed to live with the Lord Jesus Christ forever. While as humans we are both body and soul, there is much study in our day about trying to figure out how you treat the whole person. We have come to understand that while we are here on this earth, we cannot deal with the two separately. For the body affects the soul, and the soul affects the body. Psychologists, clergy, and physicians work much more closely today than was the case 50 years ago. We have learned that the soul, or the spirit, whatever you may want to call it, affects the body. If you and I are angry, if our lives are tortured with fear, if we carry around a lot of hate, this is going to show up physically. Blood pressure, or ulcers, or whatever else it might be. On the other hand, if there are physical problems, our spirits can be affected also. For example, you and I know that when we become very, very tired, it is easy for our tempers to flare. When we are anxious or disturbed or depressed about something, it is often difficult for us to eat or to sleep. Well, they work together. And we're realizing that as we start out in the sermon today. But let's take a look at the body and what God's Word has to say about it. Begins by saying that we have a picture of God like a potter and the clay. We are created from the dust of the ground. In other words, we are earthy. There is a part about us that is tied to this old earth. We are created in the image of God, but we have come from the dust of the ground. Statements like these often cause us to study and discuss what the real meaning is. But there they stand. We are body, we are soul. The intricacies of our body keep our medical research people challenged. You know, the psalmist once wrote, "I praise you, God, because I am fearfully and wonderfully made." Certainly we have learned that in the years as they have gone by, haven't we? Not long ago, I stood and talked with a very prominent neurologist at the Mayo Clinic. And during the course of that visit together, he said to me, "We know a great deal more about the heart than we do about the brain. But there is so much for us to learn in all parts of the body." Yes, our doctors, medical research people, know a great deal more about the body than they did 100 years ago. But just wait until another 100 years passes if the Lord does not come before, and they're going to learn a great deal more in those days to come. I visited with an ophthalmologist not long ago about the focusing of an eye. He told me that there is a little nerve, I believe he called it the rectus, that controls the focusing of your eye. And if that nerve is in any way assaulted, it isn't long before you begin to see double. Now, I never knew that before until my rectus was assaulted. was interesting to have that great man of science talk to me about the intricacies of that little organ on which we are so dependent, the eye. The body is very, very detailed. Now, while Plato called the body a prison from which the soul desired to be free, St. Paul referred to the body as a temple of the Holy Spirit. As believers in Jesus Christ, we have received the gift of the Holy Spirit. Remember what Peter said on that Pentecost Sunday, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sin, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." It is that Holy Spirit that dwells within us. The body is its temple. So, in other words, we are to care for this body. It is not a prison. It is not something that we have a right to abuse. It is something that God has told us to take care of, and probably some of us have not done a very good job in doing it. But as believers in Christ, we realize what a gift our Heavenly Father has given to us in the body. But we also know that the body is mortal. St. Paul has an interesting description of this as he writes to the congregation at Corinth. Here he says in this second letter to the Corinthians in chapter 5, "Now we know that if the earthly tent we live in is destroyed, we have a building from God, an eternal house in heaven. It's not built by human hands." Isn't it interesting to notice how Paul talks about the body? It's a tent. It's something that is not going to last very long. A tent doesn't last many years, but it's going to destroy. And after it has been destroyed, then we are going to get a new body, one that is not made with hands, that is eternal in the heavens, and will last forever and ever. Most of us do not like to accept this emotionally. We just like to hang on to what we have here. I hear people say, I say it myself sometimes, "I can't understand what's wrong with me. This doesn't work right, and that doesn't work right in my body." I guess we have to stop and say, well, yes, we do really know what's happening. We're wearing out. Some will say, well, when you say that, it's being very negative. Is it really? I don't believe so. I think it's being realistic, because the body is mortal. That part of our being is going to die. Medical science can keep us going for a while. It can clean out one part. It can remove another. But eventually, it is going to die. That's the one part of our being. And what place does it have on our agenda? I wonder, in the case of many, many of us, it does not receive a lot more attention, that body, than does our soul. But we have a soul, and so let's talk about it. In fact, you are the soul. It is a soul that lives within that body for the years that we are here on this earth. It is eternal. While the body is important, the soul is so much more important. According to our Lord Jesus Christ, listen to these words. "Do not be afraid of those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body in hell." Jesus is making a real comparison here. And again he says, "What good is it for a man to gain the whole world and forfeit his soul? Or what can a man give in exchange for his soul?" The importance, then, of caring for the soul should have a top priority in your life and in mine. For it, too, needs a lot of attention. We talk about the body needing to be nourished very well, don't we? And we see to it. We try to get the finest in foods, and we're very concerned that we don't take in too much, at least if we're doing what we should be doing. We're counting calories or whatever else it might be, because we know that excess weight is not good for us. But we need to be nourished. Friend, what about that as far as our soul is concerned? that too needs to be nourished with the teachings from the Word of God. We feed our souls all too often on junk food, that which we get from our society, that which can cause us to be upset, torn apart, thinking in the wrong way. We need the Word of God, the Scriptures. We need to hear the Word of God. We need to read the Word of God. It is in that way that our soul, the most important part of us, is fed. It needs to have exercise, doesn't it? In the town where I live, we have some beautiful bike trails. They're also used by walkers, too. And I see them early in the morning, and I see them late at night on their bicycles and walking. And I congratulate these people on the discipline that they have to get out and exercise, because we are told again and again that their body really needs to be cared for. Sure it does. And so we also need to exercise our soul. And we exercise the soul by reaching out and doing something great for Almighty God. That's what is needed if we're going to grow, to reach out to another person or to talk to them about Jesus Christ, to also be able to know that we have got to be active in the work of the kingdom of God if the soul is going to grow. It needs to be prepared for that day when we shall leave the body. And that is done only when we are repentant of our sins and by grace through faith in Jesus Christ have received Him as our Savior and our Lord. For then when that day comes that we are called from this earth, then we know that we shall go to inherit a new body and there live with our Heavenly Father forever. Do you know who you are? Life helps us to answer this question as we honestly examine our thoughts and our words and our actions, and we know pretty well who we are, and we don't always like it. But just remember this. In God's Word, we have the basic answers. We have a body that is mortal. We have a soul that is eternal. Grant that that soul may be ready to leave the body whenever God calls us to live with Him in the new body forever and ever. Amen. Lord Jesus, we do thank You that Your Word has told us who we really are, a body, that You'll walk on this earth for a brief period of time and then die, but a soul that is eternal, and a soul for whom the Lord Jesus Christ has suffered and died, that our sins might be forgiven and that we might be restored into fellowship with our Heavenly Father. Strengthen us in our faith, O Lord. Commit us in our living, that we truly may know that we are Your children in Christ on our way to heaven. Amen.
Hear us as together we pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For Thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you His peace. Amen.
You have been worshiping with the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders. The mission statement of Christian Crusaders is to proclaim Jesus Christ as Redeemer of the world and personal Savior to all who receive Him. We pray that the words of this meditation may strengthen your heart as you follow the living Lord Jesus Christ. Christian Crusaders has been blessed throughout our 79-year history with generous and faithful listeners who have supported this ministry with their prayers and financial gifts. If you are able, please consider making a contribution to this ministry so that we can continue bringing the good news of Jesus Christ's death and resurrection to our world. Gifts can be delivered to Christian Crusaders, Post Office Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa 50613, or visit our website at christiancrusaders.org. If you have a friend who is not able to attend worship in a church of their choice, we encourage you to tell them about this program. We broadcast on 30 radio stations across the United States and Europe, as well as on the internet at www.christiancrusaders.org. CDs and printed copies of our programs are available free of charge. However, a gift of any amount to help cover production and mailing cost is always appreciated. Address your request to Christian Crusaders, Post Office Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa 50613. Our email address is cc@naz.org. Our toll-free telephone number is 888-MY-FAITH. That's 888-693-2484. We are pleased you chose to join us today, and we pray you will be with us again next Sunday on this station. Today's service featured a rebroadcast of our speaker emeritus, Reverend Dr. Homer Larson. Christian Crusaders has been broadcasting biblical truth continuously since 1936.